He did his best at making polite conversation, but it was very difficult because he had no idea whether the young lady was his landlord's wife or if the rather clumsy young man was a labourer or part of the family. And nobody offered to enlighten him on this subject. He began to feel more and more uncomfortable in this strange household. So when Heathcliff left the table and went outside, he took the opportunity to say that he would leave too.
"You won't be going very far,"
said the young man as he put on his coat. Lockwood looked out of the window and couldn't believe his eyes. His heart fell as he saw the snow falling thick and fast, already covering the walls of the yard. He began to panic as he thought of his warm, welcoming study in Thrushcross Grange, and asked quickly,
"Isn't there anyone who works on the farm who could show me the way home?"
There was only the young girl left in the room to hear him, and she replied abruptly,
"No, there isn't. Myself, Mr. Heathcliff, Mr. Earnshaw, and Joseph and Zillah, the servants, are the only people who live here."